Black Magic Woman action from Carlos Santana on your radio friend. It is 14 minutes until 10 o'clock on your tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mark Eichhorst. And this community conversation is brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. You're going to be hearing more about St. Monica Senior Living in just a few minutes. But please, let's welcome back to your radio friend, Mr. Racine himself, Mark Eichhorst. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Glenn.
Looking like Joe Madden, like nobody's business. Got his Cubbies hats on. Not hats, hat. He's got the horn-rimmed glasses on. Got the goatee with the side scruff. Cubbies got washed out last night at Wrigley.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me because it wasn't really raining here that bad, and went to watch the game, and it said it had been postponed, and now they've got a makeup doubleheader on Wednesday.
We'll see if they get the game in tonight against the Fighting Friars, yes. The San Diego Padres. You know, my boys live in San Diego. My boys, Jacob and Isaac.
Okay.
And they go to Petco Park all the time. That's a beautiful ballpark in San Diego. And, of course, now San Diego's trying to save the Chargers. You can't imagine the sense of civic pride in the Chargers and the Padres, who really have never done much, but San Diego loves them, the Chargers. If they lost the Chargers to LA, that would be devastating for them.
I could imagine.
Not to mention the economic impact in San Diego County there. Amazing. So the weather did not deter folks from coming out to the Kiwanis Club's Pancake Day. It deterred me because it was so nice that I didn't want to go and stuff my face full of pancakes, even though I was planning on doing it. But it was a great turnout and a great time.
Yeah, actually, you know, Friday was absolutely a beautiful day. I mean, that was in the 70s, and got up about 4:30 on Saturday morning, and it was still in the 70s. And by 5:30, the temperature was down to about 54 with some pretty strong winds. And much like the week or so before when we were down doing the American Cancer Society 5K run, well, we are right down on the lakefront down there. So it was pretty cold. Not bad inside for the people in the Pancake Day, but outside right next door at Festival Park, they had the artists show, and there was artwork blowing over and blowing down stuff. But other than that, a great turnout down for Pancake Day again. Very exciting. I call it the rite of spring here in Racine, even though it's actually spring. I know that. But it seems like that really kicks off our spring and summer weather and list of events and things.
Somebody should tell the weather gods that it's spring.
Yep.
Holy moly. So who'd you get to talk to down there?
Well, very first of all, I talked with Jeannie Radke, and Jeannie is just a wonderful lady. She, for 20-some years, has been with the Kiwanis in organizing the volunteers. Now, it takes probably 250 to 300 volunteers. So we talked about the importance of volunteerism in our community.
I think it's the nucleus and the whole basis of a community. I think people that volunteer make the difference, and we see it here. We see it with youth, we see it with elderly people that come back year after year, and they volunteer, and it's what makes this community tick.
What kind of job is it like to have to organize the volunteers for Pancake Day?
Oh, it's something like organizing Jell-O. It's kind of a big job, but it isn't. I have so many people that come back and call back. They start in March or so each year, and they want to volunteer, and I just start, and I don't worry about how many or that I have to go recruit. I put the word out, and we usually end up with 300 or so.
Again, 300 volunteers to put this event on. after 20 years, you've decided to step down. This is your last year. Any fear that you'll be like the old fire dog, that you'll want to answer the bell next year?
I will certainly try to help anybody that wants to recruit volunteers and work through a transition on this. But I think it's time for a younger person and someone that's newer to this to become involved. It's a great opportunity, and I've enjoyed it. And I certainly don't intend to stop working. I will be in the green room. I will be shuffling volunteers next year. But the procurement of volunteers could be somebody that isn't able to run around and be on their feet that much, but can manage a computer and a telephone and doing some of the groundwork.
Jeannie Ratke, thank you for your many years of service to both the Kiwanis and our community.
Did you just call Jeannie Ratke an old fire dog?
No.
That's what I heard.
Any fear that it might be like that.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark is going to continue to inform us about the Kiwanis Day Pancake event by the Kiwanis Club there that Jeannie Ratke organized. And I want to remind you that this community conversation with Mark Eichhorst is being brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. When someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For 45 years, St. Monica's has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. I wonder if they serve pancakes. I bet they do. St. Monica's really is like home with the great food, speaking of pancakes, a loving staff, and a lot of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's is the beautiful chapel. A Catholic Mass is held every day. They host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. You can take a tour of St. Monica's to see for yourself why it's so special. The move to assisted living is a big decision. Come see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are the heart of their home. So we had Fred Casti on last week talking about the Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Right.
And he said there was a machine that produced 70 pancakes a minute that somebody invented in Racine.
And I think he said it goes to about 4,000 an hour. You know,
that's a lot of pancakes.
Yes.
Now, the question is, when you're making pancakes so quickly, how do they taste?
I love pancakes, but I'm more of a potato pancake fan than I am a regular breakfast pancake fan. But
we call those latkes in Jewish.
Latkes are potato pancakes. You know, the pancakes I had were very, very good. They've been doing this for many, many years, and they've become pros at it. And one of the things that's been happening for many, many years, too, it's like Old Home Week down there. You see a lot of people you know every year. It seems to be a tradition to come down to Pancake Day, and I talked to one such person by the name of Spinner Johnson and asked him why he keeps coming back every year.
It helps support the community. Ever since my daughters are young enough to eat pancakes, we haven't missed a year together.
And I've seen you out in the community volunteering for things. How important do you feel volunteerism is to our community?
I think it's very important. People should volunteer, you know. All the schools for a lot of good causes and supports a lot of functions in Racine, in the community, scholarships and things of that nature. It's just important to get out there and help out and if you can. I mean,
the other thing is you get to enjoy a great breakfast of pancakes and sausages, but it's really like a who's who down here. You get to see almost everybody at least once a year. You get to see them down here.
Yeah, there's so many people you know down here, and my highlight is coming down listening to Archie Molina sing.
They're talking about next year's possibly starting for the first time ever a pancake eating contest. Would you be interested?
Yeah, I'd give it a shot.
Spinner Johnson, one of our community-minded people here, a resident of Racine, came down and to support Kiwanis Day. Thank you.
They're going to do a pancake eating contest?
Well, they're thinking about it.
They might have some professionals come in.
You know, they at Krautfest, when they brought it back last year, and it used to be here for many years prior to that, and then they brought it back last year, they have a kraut eating contest.
Whoa, what?
Kraut eating contest.
Eating sauerkraut?
Yeah. In fact, our county executive, Jonathan Delgrave, entered it last year.
Oh, I think that we talked about that.
Yeah.
I think he said never again.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of kraut, and it was very difficult for him. And Italian Fest has a spaghetti eating contest, so it would make sense that we'd have a pancake eating contest down there.
They have professional sports eaters. You see it on ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Hot dogs.
The hot dog contest in Coney Island. It's amazing what you see.
The kraut eating contest was much like the hot dog eating contest in that it was the people that were winning weren't, you would think they'd be huge, you know, big people that can eat a lot and don't necessarily have to have that size.
Well, that Japanese kid
who's,
Kobayashi, I think his name is, isn't it?
I can't remember either.
I bet the great Tom Karko would know. But he's not a big guy at all. And he wolfs down those hot dogs like there's not going to be any left. Now, it took a lot of people making the pancakes to satisfy all the pancake eaters.
Yeah, and one of them is Rick Jones, who used to be, not the Rick Jones that you have on every Wednesday, but Rick Jones used to be the head of our Department of Public Works and worked for the city for many years, and he's been with the Kiwanis for 30-some years. And if you remember when we had Fred Casti on, he said that Rick holds the record for the pancake flip of about 12
right.
feet.
That's right.
So I talked to Rick and asked him, how you become a good pancake flipper.
It really doesn't have that much to do with me. The batter has to be right so that the pancake comes out nice and smooth, and the size has to be correct, about 5 inches in diameter. And that makes for a good pancake to flip into the air.
How much of it is in the wrist?
It's almost all in the wrist. You need to get a rotation on the pancake so that you can control it and catch it. Otherwise, you'll throw a knuckleball.
Rick, you've been volunteering for the Kiwanis, as we said, for almost 30 years. How important is volunteerism to our community?
Oh, I think for a city like Racine, it's critical. We try to give back. As, for example, on Pancake Day, everybody volunteers their time. The money that we raise, which is about $20,000 a year net, we donate that back to different groups throughout the community. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Rick Jones, thank you for your service to our community over all these years.
So it's all in the wrist,
yep.
The pancake flipping. Now, we had Representative Corey Mason in the studio yesterday talking about it. And apparently, I mean, he donned an apron, and he was a flipper.
Yes, I saw him before he went out and flipped. I've been in that situation doing the same thing. You see former Senator John Lehman down there, Speaker of the House and Congressman Paul Ryan was due in on Saturday and showed up a little bit later. You see the other years, you'll see the mayor down there. You'll see the county executive down there. And I caught up with State Representative Corey Mason again, talked about something that we talk about every Thursday here on Community Conversations, the importance of volunteerism.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, this is how people give back, and it's really one of the best demonstrations of how people care about their community and their fellow citizens in it. This pancake breakfast is one of the best events of the year. You see, you know, dozens of people volunteer for thousands of people to contribute to a cause to help the Kiwanis Club improve our community. So it's events like this over and over again that make people love their community.
I think you're absolutely right. The Kiwanis Pancake Day in spring, the free community Thanksgiving dinner in the fall are two events that really, really showcase what our Racine and Racine County community is all about.
That's exactly right. And look, I mean, people have different ideas about what a community needs or how to improve it, but there's no shortage of opportunities or people willing to help out on a volunteer basis, whether it's for individual events like this or with community organizations that people are involved in that give tons of time and effort and money to. And it's really one of the foundations of our community.
State Representative Corey Mason, thank you for the job you do day in and day out, including being down here to volunteer for Pancake Day.
My pleasure.
Well, I think it's safe to say, Mark, that the theme, besides pancakes, of this roving report and this community conversation was the importance of volunteerism in
Absolutely.
Our community. You can volunteer and eat. It's a beautiful thing. This community conversation has been sponsored by St. Monica's Senior Living Center.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
On this tremendous Tuesday morning, WRJN covers the world at 10 o'clock.
Two state primaries today. Deadly weather. I'm Evan Haining. Republicans have primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska. The Democrats have one. And correspondent Gene Casares says Bernie Sanders may have